It's no secret that having a college degree gives the holder an economic benefit. College graduates tend to have better paying and more stable jobs, but new research indicates that college graduates also make a big impact on the wider economy. Recently, I spoke with Jeff Humphreys, director of the Simon J. Seelig Center for Economic Growth at the University of Georgia, about his research in that area. Here's our conversation. Tell me about your latest finding regarding college graduates and the GDP of Georgia.
So, funded by a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, we looked at the increase in lifetime earnings that someone receives when they acquire post-secondary education. For example, in Georgia, the average person who gets a four-year college degree, a bachelor's degree, increases their lifetime earnings by about $2 million. And again, that's over a 40-year working lifetime. But the benefits of higher education, of getting that bachelor's degree, don't just go to the college graduate. They also go to the state's overall economy. In fact, that college graduate, they get about 61% of the benefits of in terms of GDP generated by getting their bachelor's degree. But others, many who may not even have a college degree, they share 39% of the benefits. And the best example would be someone who employs a college graduate. Obviously, the college graduate will get a big benefit in terms of a higher salary, but also the person who employs that graduate benefits, and that's where a lot of that other 39% comes from.
That's a lot of money, and that's a lot of money for employers.
Yeah, I think the thing is we want to make sure we don't leave any money on the table. At an individual level, if you don't go on and get a college degree after high school, you're leaving $2 million on the table. At the state level, right now, about 33.4% of Georgians get a bachelor's degree or higher, but that's below the national average. And if we were to increase that to about 40% of the population, that would be an additional $18 billion to Georgia's economy. Georgia needs to strive to maximize its economic potential by increasing college graduation rates. In doing this study, I really was hoping for two results. I was hoping to motivate Georgians to obtain college degrees, but I was also hoping to encourage policymakers to support higher education by funding a need-based financial aid program. We are a very generous state when it comes to providing financial aid for college because of the Hope Scholarship Program. But again, that's a merit-based program. We need, in addition to that, a need-based financial aid program. And we're really only one of two states that doesn't have one.
What kind of difference could that make?
I think the importance of that is to really make a substantial gain in terms of pushing up the percentage of Georgians with a college degree. We need to do something different than what we've been doing. And you know, the merit-based program that we have, the Hope Scholarship Program, that's a great program. I believe we've gone about as far as we can go in terms of pushing up educational attainment with that program. And we need to do something a little bit different. And if you look at where we're sort of falling behind in terms of educational attainment, it's really among people of color and Hispanics and people that really need need-based financial aid. So we have a great merit-based program. I don't want to take anything away from that. But we need to supplement that with a needs-based program to make sure we don't leave any of that potential GDP on the table.
Jeff Humphreys, director of the Simon J. Seelig Center for Economic Growth at the University of Georgia. I appreciate your giving us a few minutes today to talk to us about this.